Jazz Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
The Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central comes into the ball game, a record of 7 wins, no losses on the season. The Patriots destroying the Hastings High Tigers a week ago in the ball game played at Lloyd Wilson Field. Final score there of 56-7. The Patriots put together probably their best football game of the season and had no trouble with Hastings High, winning by the score of 56-7. They are getting ready for their showdown next week with the Aurora Huskies that will probably decide the district championship, and all Adams Central has got to do in order to get into the district championship game is beat the Vikings here tonight. Grand Island Northwest, a record of 2 wins and 5 losses on the season. They have lost their last 2 ball games to Aurora and Seward, a couple of very good football teams. Obviously, Aurora ranked number 1 in the state of Nebraska in Class B, the defending Class B state champs. Lost to them last week by the score of 48-10. The preceding week, they lost to Seward by the score of 29-7. Northwest has got a couple of wins so far this year. They opened the season with a victory over York 23-0. They also have a victory on the road as they beat the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 10-7. I'm Mike Will. I call a play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And Jimmy, a ball game here toward the end of the season. Looks like a mismatch on paper, but you never can tell. That's why we play the games. And Northwest is going to be ready for the Patriots here tonight.
Well, I think they will be. And you just cannot overlook any opponent any given week because, as the coach said in the pregame show, the bugaboo can jump up and get you. And that is what's happened if you kind of overlook a team. And it would be very easy for his ball club to overlook this ball game tonight because of the matchup they will have next week against Aurora. That will be an outstanding game, and glad to hear we will be covering that ball game. That will be a good game. But tonight, we've seen last week Adams Central against Hastings High, very physical, very, very dominating showing last week in Hastings, and that is what Bill Carlin is trying to get his kids directed to do tonight. They got to get out on top of them fast and do their game plan because this is a very powerful and talented team. They have not sustained any major injuries, knock on wood, and they have been very healthy rolling into this ball game.
Adams Central has averaged 244 yards per ball game rushing the football this year. They have passed for 107, so their total offense is sitting at 351.7 yards per ball game. Defensively, the Patriots have absolutely done the job as well. Adams Central giving up only 147 yards per ball game. That's 59 yards rushing and 87 yards passing. The yards have been tough to come by against this Adams Central defense so far this year.
Well, they have been. And the games we've watched, the defensive front four for Adams Central is very big and physical. They get right after that line, the offensive line opponent, and they're able to put pressure on the quarterback. So they have been very good. And then you can talk about it all you want. The defensive backs for Adams Central have done a tremendous job. Hunt, Rosenquist, Beamer, and Arlt, the all-world player for Adams Central, can just about score from anywhere on the field. But they've got a host of good linebackers in there as well. This is a very good defensive club, and I think Northwest is going to be very, very pressed to have any success tonight against this Adams Central defense.
Rosenquist will play in the defensive secondary tonight for Jake Johnson, who is not going to play for head coach Bill Carlin tonight. So Jake Johnson is injured, will not play, but everybody else back up to full speed. And I'll tell you what, when you got Bender and Beamer and Nate Arnold in the backfield, that's a good nucleus to start your offense around.
Well, a lot of weapons on the field, and Overmiller having a good season as well. We've seen his numbers in the Triblin area. He's number 2 quarterback up against that Nate Most from Giltner, outstanding quarterback up there, but having a very good year. And yeah, Beamer, 42 yards is all he needs tonight to get into that 1,000-yard category. He rushed for over 1,200 last year. So we will see Beamer go over that 1,000-yard mark unless something strange happens here tonight.
As you heard head coach Bill Carlin talk about during the pregame show, Northwest played Aurora last week and did some good things against the Huskies. In fact, they took their opening drive, took it right down the field, and got inside the 20-yard line of Aurora and then fumbled the football away. And then kind of the walls caved in, and they eventually lost the ball game. So Northwest has showed some spurts here this season where they can move the football. I'm anxious to get this one started here tonight.
Well, and the thing is, the guy they'll have to key on is the quarterback, Nick May, number 11. Not very big in stature, but very quick. Coach talked about him in the pregame show. He can get around the outside, and if Adams Central is not aware of where he's at on the field at all times, they could have a hard time bringing him down. But as you said in the early stages of this broadcast, it just looks like a mismatch on paper because we look at the Vikings down in front of us, not very big. We see the physical the specimens across on the far side. Bill Carlin just blessed with an outstanding team this year, and they're definitely on a roll. They are a machine to be reckoned with right now.
So Adams Central offensively will start the same way they started last week. Tommy Ehlers, your center, 240, a junior. Your guards will be Zach Hollister, 180, and a junior, and Philip Holtman, 200, and a senior. The tackles will be Jake Meyer, 235, and a senior, and Matt Wallen, 250, and a senior. Bryce Hendricks will be your tight end, 195, and a senior. The wide receiver, Zach Hunt, 175, and a senior. Nate Arlt will be the slot back, 170, and a senior. Ryan Beamer, the running back, 190, and a senior. As Jimmy mentioned, 958 yards so far this year for Ryan Beamer and 14 touchdowns. The other running back will be Ryan Bender, 185, and a junior. And the quarterback for AEC will be Matt Overmiller, 165 pounds, and a junior. It'll be Northwest kicking the football away. They begin that ball game here tonight. Nate Arlt dropping back deep along with Ryan Bender. And the kick is going to come to Nate Arlt at the 15-yard line, to the 20. Goes to the far side, 25 to the 30. Still has feet to the 35-yard line. He comes out to the 37 before he is finally drugged down. A great return there by Nate Arlt to get things started there for the Adams Central Patriots. So AEC will start first down and 10 on their own 37-yard line. The Patriots moving from our left to our right here in quarter number one. Tackle is made on special teams by Jordan Olson. Northwest across the front, Mike Watt, Cody Peterson, and Jake Grease, along with Tanner Roth, the defensive line, Jordan Fischler, Justin Rorick, and Preston Berger, a good linebacker in there for Grand Island Northwest, the three linebackers. AC first down and 10 on their own 37-yard line. Overmiller is up under center. Quick pitch here. Comes to Beamer. Bender out in front of him. He's hitting down. He goes at the 40-yard line. Coming up to make this stop, the defensive back, Blake Daney. Daney is a 5'9", 160-pound senior for Grand Island Northwest. Comes up and stops Beamer for a pickup of only 3 yards in the play. As they go to the quick pitch to the wide side of the field, Beamer trying to get outside and brings the ball to the 40-yard line to pick up a three.
Well, and that's just Adams Central's base offense there. They're going to do a lot of toss sweeps to the right and to the left. And when you get Beamer in there running that big line ahead of you, they can be very successful. We'll be watching, though. They like to run Nate Arlt in that slot position and hand the ball off to him on some trap plays.
Here's Beamer again off of left tackle. Breaks outside 40, 45, 50 inside Viking territory down to the 48-yard line. I think you're going to get a heavy dose of that, Jimmy. That's Ryan Beamer carrying the ball. He needs 42 yards or so to break 1,000. Chances are, I like his chances here tonight to break 1,000 yards.
You suppose Don left Coach pulls him out before this series ends. It's been Beamer right, Beamer left. He's already with 15 yards, the first down, and Adams Central into Grand Island Northwest territory for the first time tonight.
At the 49-yard line, again, the Patriots moving from our left to our right, dressed in their away uniforms tonight, their silver pants and their white tops trimmed and lettered in red with their blue football helmets tonight. Matt Overmiller is up under center. Now we got a penalty flag down as the Patriots come up to the line of scrimmage, and AC is going to be guilty here. Or do they call a timeout? Yeah, Adams Central came to the line of scrimmage and called a timeout. Ball game just underway. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we've got our first stoppage of play. The score is Adams Central nothing, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Viking Field in Grand Island. All three city schools playing tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing at Duncan Field against the St. Paul Wildcats. That one is just underway. Hastings High, small task tonight as the Tigers take on number one ranked Aurora. That's at Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll have all the scores for you throughout the broadcast here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Here's that little reverse play to Nate Arnold. 50, 45, 40, down the sideline, 35, 30, and run out of bounds. They like that play. Nate Arnold lined up as the slot back to the left side, and he comes back and gets the handoff from Overmiller and on the reverse play to the wide side of the field. And Nate Arnold has sprung a lot of big, big plays for the Patriots this year on that particular play.
Well, and I just brought it up before. They like to run Beamer on the toss sweeps, and then every now and then they'll mix up that little reverse where they put Arnold in the slot and have a guard pulling out in front of him. And that was the case there. They get around the right side. Arnold picks up 20 yards. They have the ball spotted down at the Northwest Viking 31-yard line.
Wide receivers go left and right. Ball is on the near side hash mark. Over Miller's under center. Turns, hands the ball to Beamer. Breaks an awful left tackle, 30. He's at the 25. Makes a jiggy move there at the 20 to the 15, and he's run out of bounds on the far sideline. Ryan Beamer carries the mail. Another first down for Adams Central, and he's pounding the ball right down the Vikings' throat right now with Ryan Beamer and Nate Arnold and the Patriots right now inside the red zone for the first time tonight. Beamer knocked out of bounds to the 12-yard line. Good-looking drive to start the ball game.
Yeah, and a nice block out there from Nathan Arnold on the left side. The outside linebacker for Grand Island Northwest was locked up with him. He was the only guy that was going to be able to get his hands on Beamer. But a nice block out there from Arnold. That goes for 18 yards. Another first down. The ball on the 13.
Over Miller again up under center. Turns and hands the ball to Beamer again. Slips one tackler. Takes it inside the 10. Down to about the 9, maybe to the 8-yard line before he's finally brought down. Nick May, the linebacker for Grand Island Northwest, finally makes the stop. May is a 5'9", 175-pound senior for Grand Island Northwest. But right there, Beamer still picks up 3 or 4 yards in a play. We'll call it 4 yards. Second down and 6 now for the Patriots. The ball is inside the 10-yard line. We'll call it the 9.
Well, we knew 1,000 was going to come pretty quick. I didn't realize it was going to happen this fast, but it could be on this next carry. Coming into the ballgame, Beamer needed 42. He has 37 right now on the night.
Here is Over Miller again. Hands it away to Beamer. He's at the 5-yard line. He's at the 2. Leans forward to the 1, and he is brought down there. Ryan Beamer carrying most of the load here on the opening drive as he takes the ball down to the 1-yard line. May again. End of the stop there for Grand Island Northwest. Also number 13, the cornerback on the right side, Pat Stoltenberg, a 6'3", 185-pound junior coming into make this stop, but Beamer again picks up a first down. It's first down and goal for the Patriots now at the Grand Island Northwest 2-yard line.
Fourth first down on this drive, 6 carries, 65 yards for the Patriots, and Beamer has gone over the 1,000-yard mark.
Any bets here? First down and goal. Down around the 1-yard line, handoff. Beamer puts his head down, crashes at the 1. Is he over? Yes, he is. Touchdown. Ryan Beamer scores for Adams Central. That's the 15th touchdown of the season, and Beamer is off to a great start here tonight. The Patriots took the ball right down the field, Jimmy. Very impressive drive. The Patriots are on the board with 8:55 to play in the first quarter. It's 6-0.
Well, we always talk about the offensive backs getting a lot of yardage. They don't do it without a good offensive line, and that line really dominated the line of scrimmage on that first drive. That was 7 plays, 67 yards all on the ground, and Ryan Beamer on that drive has 47 of the 67 yards. AC now attempting the PAT.
Jake Johnson will hold here for Adams Central. Here comes the PAT attempt. Ball is down. The kick is up, and Zach Hunt puts it through the uprights. It is good. So the extra point is good. Adams Central had all kinds of problems with the PATs last week against Hastings. They get their first one to go through the pipes here tonight. 8:55 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The Patriots 7 and the Grand Island Northwest Vikings nothing.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
7 plays, 67 yards, mostly Ryan Beamer on the first play or on the first series here tonight. Adams Central's out on top of the score of 7-0.
Yeah, it could be the Ryan Beamer show this evening as he goes over that 1,000-yard mark unofficially now with 1,005 yards unofficially on the season. Beamer on that drive averaging 7.8 a carry. That is unbelievable.
6.7 on the season for Beamer. There's the kickoff, and Northwest will return things across the 25 to the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. So that's where Grand Island Northwest will start first down and 10 on their own 32. Isaac Olson down there on special teams for the Patriots making the stop. So now Northwest and their offense, they have not put up a lot of numbers here this season so far. Nick Mayer's the quarterback. He's completed about 50% of his passes, but only for about 85 yards per ballgame. Nobody over 75 yards per ball game rushing out of any of their running backs for Grand Island Northwest. Here's a handoff of the first play as they go straight up the pipe, and that's going nowhere. I think running is going to be very tough to come by here against the Adams Central defense. They may have gotten that and back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. We'll call it no gain in the play. second down and 10 yards to go. Zach Hunt coming up to make the stop for Adams Central defensively. 8.5 to play in the first quarter. The Patriots already have the lead by the score of 7-0. Hastings High playing Aurora tonight at the Hastings College Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. St. Paul is playing Hastings St. Cecilia tonight at Duncan Field. Here's May going to hand the ball away across the 30 out to about the 32-yard line. That's Kiamse, Alex Kiamse, the ball carrier there for Grand Island Northwest, a 5'9", 175-pound junior. So they run two running plays. They've got 2 yards, and now they're looking at a situation they don't want to be in tonight, third down and long, third and 8.
Well, and it's going to be tough to run against this defensive front four. We talked about them in the pregame show. Meyer, 235, Hill at 235. You got Skyler Hunt at 315 and Brandon Hageman at 200. And that is where Northwest has tried to run so far, to Hageman's side. He's the littlest guy on that defensive front. But, boy, they are just some tough, tough individuals to run against. Now they have a lot of guys at the line.
Here's May. He wants to throw the football. Does so down the left sideline. That's going to be overthrown. It's going to be intercepted. Hunt intercepts the ball back here for Adams Central at the 38-yard line. Grossly overthrown that time by Nick May, trying to take the ball downfield to Logan Yunkin. Yunkin, a 6'3", 185-pound junior, actually a senior. But that one was grossly overthrown. Zach Hunt with an easy interception. And that's the fourth pick of the season for Zach Hunt.
Well, and right before the quarterback got to the line of scrimmage, Adams Central had their front four. Then they put all their linebackers up into the box, made it very difficult. They got a lot of pressure on May, and he was forced to just throw it up in the air. And two Adams Central Patriots over there, Rosenquist was there as well. But Hunt just simply went up over top of Rosenquist, picked the ball off. Now they'll take over at their own 38.
All right, Patriots have the ball back. This is their second possession of the ball game. Beamer has got it again. 35, breaks outside 40, still on his feet, 45, 50. Down the sideline, 45, and run out of bounds to the 40-yard line of GI Northwest. Tackle is made in there. Running about of bounds was Pat Stoltenberg again, the quarterback on the right side. But Beamer is making this one look easy, Jimmy, as he takes the ball into Viking territory. First down and 10 for Adams Central at the GI Northwest 42.
Now with 67 yards, we'll be monitoring him all game long. But, boy, just some huge holes. That was right off left tackle, and there was nobody out there. He had a lot of green grass, and it goes for 20 yards. Across midfield, they'll take it down to the Viking 42-yard line.
Over Miller now in the shotgun for the first time tonight. They fake the ball to Beamer, throws it out here to the near side. The ball is going to be caught. Hunt has got it, 35, dives forward to about the 31 or the 32 before he's popped out of bounds over here by Nick May, the linebacker for Grand Island Northwest. So that time they go to the air for the first time here tonight. The completed pass comes to Zach Hunt. Over Miller on the season, connecting on 58% of his passes, 752 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions for the junior quarterback.
The thing is about Overmiller, he's very smart back there, does not make a lot of mistakes. And that one there, they simply just rolled him out, and they love to roll the quarterbacks out to the right and left. And that one there, very accurate to Nick Hunt.
Second down and 2 yards to go. Beamer gets the call again. Shakes by one guy. He's into the open again. 30. He's at the 25 to the 20. Down the sideline, 15. And he takes the ball down to the 10-yard line. Beamer just made a little shaking move there. Got by one would-be tackler for GI Northwest. Finally brought down by Nick May again. But Beamer picking up huge amounts of yardage here in the first quarter of play. The Patriots on their second possession after the Grand Island Northwest turnover. Adams Central is knocking on touchdown door again. First down and 10 from the Northwest 12-yard line.
First down number 7 already in the game. And Adams Central over 100 yards with 107 on the ground. And Beamer's making my pencil start falling apart.
It is smoking already here in the first quarter. First down and 10 for Adams Central. Ball sitting at the 12-yard line of Northwest. Here's that little reverse play again to Nate Arlt trying to get outside. He's at the 10-yard line. 5 is into the end zone, standing up, touchdown. Arlt takes it in from 12 yards out, and the Patriots now lead by the score of 13-0 early in this football game.
Boy, just unbelievable. The last two drives, we mentioned the offensive line of Adams Central really getting off the ball very quickly, and they are doing the job up front, opening up some huge holes. That one there, the reverse to the right side with Arlt, and he had all kinds of running room out there. He goes in untouched. So Adams Central extends their lead now 13-0. Still 6:28 left to go here in the first quarter.
So the Patriots will go for the extra point here as Zach Hunt nailed the first one. Jake Johnson into the ball game to hold here for AC. 13-0 to score. Adams Central is out on top. So Hunt into the ball game to attempt the point after here for Adams Central. 6:28 to play in the first quarter. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes through the uprights, and Hunt is 2-for-2 on extra points. Four plays and 63 yards on that drive there for Adams Central. And they cash in on their second touchdown of the ball game. We'll take another break. 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Adams Central 14, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Viking Field in Grand Island. The Patriots out on top of Grand Island Northwest by a score of 14-0. Hastings High has fallen behind the Aurora Huskies 14-0 at Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings on the first play from the line of scrimmage, they throw a pick six. Aurora intercepted the ball and ran it back for a touchdown. The Huskies leading the Tigers by a score of 14-0. Here comes the kickoff now by AC. Short one, fielded at the 30-yard line. They're going to cover it up right there, and that's where the Vikings will start. That was a short kick by the Patriots. And the ball is recovered down here at the 30-yard line by Grand Island Northwest. That was Jordan Fischler receiving the ball there on the short kickoff. But Adams Central rolling here in this first quarter. Beamer, you said, is averaging, what, 11 yards per carry?
11.1 yards per carry. Adams Central is a team averaging nearly 12 yards a carry. We got to remember, Arnold has touched the ball a couple of times. Pretty good there. Two carries, 32 yards for Arnold tonight.
So they got one pass completion in there thrown in as well. The rest of it's been Ryan Beamer in the ball game. Here's a running play as they go to a Yamse, as he brings it across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line. That's a pickup of 3 yards in a play. By far the best play for Grand Island Northwest so far in the ball game. They threw an interception on their first possession here today.
Yeah, 3 carries and 5 yards for Grand Island Northwest tonight. We talked about this Patriot defense just really being able to bear down on the teams that they play. And they're going to need to have all their bearing down muscles ready for next week because that'll be a dandy. But they are playing an outstanding game so far tonight.
All right, Nick May will be under center here for Northwest. A quick pitch comes to Keonse. He's hit the backfield and down he goes. A loss of a yard or two on the play. Getting through there for Adams Central and making this stop. Let's see, that's going to be busting through there for the Patriots. Looks like Michael Lindblad. Yeah, the outside linebacker Lindblad coming in to make the stop for AC. You just don't get many yards against this Adams Central defense. They have been rock solid all season long.
Now, we've seen last week against Hastings High, I believe Hastings able to muster up around 130 yards of total offense, but Adams Central has just been outstanding all year long defensively.
All right, May again up under center is going to drop back to throw. He's got some time. Now rolls right. He'll take off with a 30, 35, 40. Hit once to the 41, still on his feet, brings it out to the 44. There's the first down of the ball game for Grand Island Northwest. May carrying the ball up to about the 44-yard line. Tackle is made by Rosenquist coming up from the defensive secondary, and the Vikings will move the sticks for the first time tonight. Northwest has kind of an odd huddle here. They will huddle, and then the center and the two wide receivers will quickly run up to the line. The rest of the players will stand back in the huddle, and they all run up to the line all at the same time, and they go on a quick count.
I thought maybe they were just doing that on the first series, but this is the way they set things up, and with a new coach here, you would expect some new wrinkles.
Here's Keomse again, and this time he's going to run right into that defensive front for Adams Central. Nothing is there. Jake Meyer, one of the guys to get there, with a lot of white shirts for Adams Central. And Alex Keomse is thrown for about a yard loss. They'll spot the football at the 43-yard line. We're in the first quarter with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play. First quarter, the Patriots have scored twice already. And it is 14-0, the fourth-ranked team in Class B. Adams Central has got the lead here tonight. Now two wide receivers split to the left side. Here comes the rest of the folks. They quickly run up to the line of scrimmage. The pass is caught out here across the 50, inside Adams Central territory, down to the 46-yard line. Yalkin gets the reception, a nice pass by May. Yalkin is brought down at the Adams Central 46, and now the Vikings pick up their second first down. And actually, this is going to be right at the first down stakes here as the officials look to the far side, and they line it up, and they say, yeah, give it to them. So two first downs on this drive by the Vikings.
Well, and a nice play there, obviously. Their head coach, knowing that the May is not going to have a lot of time back there to throw the football, simply just throws a little screen pass out to the outside, and the receiver, Yelkin, was able to make the catch couple yards downfield and then take up the 11 yards they needed for the first down. So two first downs and the first time for Northwest into AC territory.
14-0. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's a Kiamse again. This time he runs right into Jake Meyer. Meyer shuts the door in a hurry, and he is a big boy, Jimmy, at 235 pounds. He covers a lot of real estate out there, and Kiamse at 5'9" and 175 is pounded down to the turf. Loss of 1 yard in the play, second down and 11.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that I used to see him when he was younger, a lot younger, and he was little Jake Meyer. Boy, he's not. He's done an excellent job in the weight room, and he's really grown to be a man, and he's a force in there. Watching him last week against Hastings High, he just doesn't do anything flashy, just a simple bull rush. And he's able just to force the offensive lineman over, and that was the case there. He shoved his opponent right into the quarterback, May.
Call him little Jake Meyer now. See how far that's
I don't think so.
Second down and 12. Here comes the option play. May has got the ball. He brings it across the 45, takes it to about the 44-yard line. Skyler Hunts and Ben Rosenquist get on the stop there for the Adams Central defense. But now the Vikings will be looking at a third down and long situation. Again, third down and about 8 yards to go from the Adams Central 43-yard line.
Well, and you said that last week Northwest was able to move the ball a little bit against Aurora. They will have some new wrinkles. You would expect them to have that coming into a game against Adams Central. So they're going to get some yardage, but it's going to be very, very difficult running against this Patriot defense.
All right, wide receivers will go left and right. Here comes the rest of the players running up to the line of scrimmage. Play action pass. May wants to throw. He's got time. Sets it up across the middle of the field. It's going to be caught. Penalty flag down. Receiver is brought down right at the 40-yard line of Adams Central. But again, we'll check out the penalty flags for you. It occurred just as they got rid of the football. And the officials will huddle here right at the 41. It's going to be an illegal man downfield on the Grand Island Northwest. So they get the completed pass. It was not enough for a first down. But there's going to be a penalty here on Grand Island Northwest, the first penalty of the football game here tonight. Now head coach Bill Carlin will have to decide if they want to take this or bring up a fourth down situation for GI Northwest. 2:25 to play in the first quarter. 14-0 is the score. The Vikings are trailing here in the ballgame. There's the indication it's an illegal man downfield on GI Northwest. It's going to be declined by Adams Central, so that's going to bring up a fourth down situation. And Nick May will stay into the ball game to do the punting now for Grand Island Northwest. So the Vikings got into Adams Central territory, at least on this drive. But they got to punt the football away here on fourth down at about 6 yards to go.
Marl back deep for Adams Central to return this punt. This could be the worst field position that AC starts in all night.
Here's May going to get into the football, angles it off to the far side, going to try to pin the Patriots back deep, and the ball goes out of bounds from the far side. But I don't know if that's what May wanted. It's not close to the goal line here as the officials continue to walk up the field here, and they're going to stop the football at about the 18-yard line. So by far the worst field position the Patriots have had all night long. They're going to spot the football down there.
22-yard punt. They'll spot it down.
About the 18 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, always tough to see here at the Viking Field in a new press box.
Yeah, we do have a new press box here.
And a little bit higher than what we were the last time here, but very tough to see on the far left and the far right side of the field. But they'll spot it down. Score clock says on the 14-yard line.
It hasn't been right all night.
No.
Now Adams Central. Nope, it's going to be Northwest calling a timeout here. So GI Northwest wants to make sure everything is set here defensively as Adams Central will have their third possession of the football game here tonight. We'll take a break. 1:54 to play in the first quarter. It's Adams Central 14, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings St. Cecilia is on the board in their ball game with St. Paul at Duncan Field. The Blue Hawks 6 and St. Paul nothing. Aurora is leading the Hastings High Tigers by a score of 14-0. And Adams Central right now with the lead over Grand Island Northwest. It's 14-0. Patriots have the football for the third time here tonight. Here in the first quarter. They'll start this drive on their own 18-yard line. Adams Central moving from our left to our right. It has been the Ryan Beamer show so far tonight. Now they're going to give the ball away to him again. Beamer just chugs forward across the 20 onto about the 23-yard line, hanging on for dear life. Therefore, Grand Island Northwest was Pat Stoltenberg. Until he got some help from some of his teammates, Stoltenberg just kind of hangs on to the jersey before they drag him down for a couple of yards as a Beamer takes it off a right tackle that time as he brings the ball to the 24-yard line. Pickup of about, 4 yards in the play, maybe five as they move it up there. Second down and 5 yards to go now for Adams Central. Clock is running. Inside 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Over Miller up under center again. Backs in the I formation. Over Miller drops back to throw. Looks right, throws right. Ball is caught. That is Zach Hunt at the 28-yard line. Driven all the way back here inside the 25. But they'll give him forward progress up to the 28. And that's going to be very close to a first down. A completed pass goes from Over Miller to Zach Hunt. The second reception of the ball game for Zach in the ball game. Third down at a yard. They mark it just shy of the 28.
I was trying to watch the official. They're not up to speed either because he was already past the sticks, indicating a first down, but then he comes back. So we'll give Hunt 4 yards on that, so 13 yards on two receptions tonight for Hunt.
Nate Arnold is your wide receiver, split to the left side. Henricks is your tight end, lined up to the right side of the formation. Ball is on the near side hash mark on third down and a yard. There's a handoff. It's going to go to Beamer. Beamer's going to have the first down and more across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. You're not going to stop Ryan Beamer for a yard gain too many times. Ryan Beamer just takes out off of left tackle and takes it for the first down and more as he brings it out to the 31. The Patriots move the sticks again.
That is the eighth first down on the evening. 12 carries now for the Patriot offense, 127 yards in the first quarter, 13 through the air. And, yeah, you talked about Beamer. He has his flashes of speed when he gets out to the outside, but, boy, he is a powerful back. He'll run you over instead of trying to side shake you. And he's just very strong and physical up that middle.
He's not a shimmy shake candidate.
No.
He doesn't like
no,
to do that.
No, he doesn't like shimmy shake.
Here's first down and 10 for the Patriots. Over Miller wants to throw again. There's a pass caught out here at the 40-yard line. A 9-yard gain that time to Nate Arnold. Tackle is made by Stoltenberg just as Nate catches the ball there. But Nate Arnold catches it out here at the 40-yard line. A pickup of 9 yards in the play. Patriots are looking at second down and one, but that is the end of the first quarter of play. That was a very impressive first period there by the Adams Central Patriots. After one, it's Adams Central 14, Grand Island Northwest, nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Beamer just plows through there, picks up the first down across the 40 onto about the 49 or 50-yard line. He just pulls over people. Ryan Beamer picks up another first down for Adams Central to get things started here in the second quarter. I'll tell you what, the officials didn't waste any time in between periods there.
No, they didn't at all. And that play there, again, we talked about Beamer trying to sidestep opponents, and that one there he could have. He just simply run the linebacker over, picks up 9 quick yards, and the ninth first down.
Bender is into the ball game lineup as a fullback. He hasn't touched the ball yet tonight. Here's Over Miller, brings it back to Beamer again, tucks it away, trying to get outside. He does, 50, 45. He's at the 40. He's at the 35 and just tripped up at the 35. He falls forward to the 32. Beamer was nearly out to the races that time, but Stoltenberg gets a touchdown-saving tackle there. Just got a little piece of Ryan Beamer as he takes the ball all the way down to the northwest 32-yard line. And the Patriots are on the move again early in the second quarter.
First down, number 10, and another big gain. That one goes for 17 yards. And Adams Central continues to rack up the yards. They'll get to their numbers right after this play.
St. Cecilia scored another touchdown at Duncan Field. They now lead St. Paul by the score of 14-0. At last check, Aurora was leading the Hastings High Tigers 14-0. Over Miller now the shotgun. Gives the ball away to Nate Arnold, and then a little reverse play. He's at the 35 to the 30. Nate still on his feet down to about the 26-yard line. So Arnold got outside that time, took it down to the 26, where he is covered up down there by the Grand Island Northwest defense. That's Preston Berger. Berger's a 5'11", 200-pound senior making the stop there for GI Northwest. He had 85 tackles coming into this football game tonight for the Vikings. He was the second leading tackler on this defense. And now do we have a penalty flag? Yes, we do. A penalty flag at the far side of the field. And it's going to be a holding call against Adams Central. So a holding call will notify that run by Nate Arles. And they will bring the ball back here to the 37.
Mike, we talked about Adams Central in the first quarter. Overmiller, 3-of-3 passing for 22 yards. Was trying to add up a couple of other numbers here because Beamer's having an outstanding night. So 22 yards through the air, 127 for AC on the ground, 149 yards, and 8 first downs there in that first quarter.
First down and 15 now for the Patriots. Inside handoff goes to Beamer across the 35 to the 30, down to the 25-yard line where he's brought down there. This is a simple play inside, and inside handoff goes to Beamer. He takes it down to the 25. He's going to have to punch the overtime clock here in the first half. Pat Stoltenberg again into the stop for GI Northwest. Beamer gets a big chunk of that yardage back. They had a first and 15. Now it's second down and about 4 yards to go.
Yeah, nearly 11 yards on that game. So Beamer now on the night just continues to keep smoking up the stat sheets. 13 carries, 134, and a touchdown. Arlt, by the way, 2 carries and 32 yards and a touchdown as well.
We're still early in the second quarter. Adams Central has got it now at the GI Northwest 26-yard line, and now the Patriots look a little bit confused out there offensively. They're going to call a timeout. So Bill Collins is going to come out and talk with his offensive unit here in quarter number two. Take a break. 9:56 to play until halftime. The score, it is Adams Central 14 and Grand Island Northwest nothing.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Buy two Coopers Z-on-2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. Sizes P22545ZR17-2XS and P23540R17-2XS. Also includes free rotation mounting balancing and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free at CPI and Mr. Tire.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you. 1230
KHAS.
Giltner is out on top of Axtell early in the ball game, 16-8. They are in the second quarter. That's a big area matchup tonight. Giltner leading Axtell by a score of 16-8. Aurora continues to lead the Hastings High Tigers 14-0. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of their ball game against St. Paul. The score there is 14-0 in favor of the Bluehawks. 14-0 here. Seems to be the going thing here tonight. 14-0. Adams Central has got the lead over GI Northwest. Second down and about 4 yards to go. Here's that little reverse play again to it. Nate Arley gets outside. Look out. 25-20, 15. Down to the 10-yard line and run out of bounds. Nate Arley, that little reverse play, is brought down inside the 10-yard line. Gets spotted at about the 8. Again, Stoltenberg makes the stop there for the Grand Island Northwest defense. But they have went to the wall a couple of times there on that little reverse play to Nate Arles. And now the Patriots are knocking on touchdown door again. They're going to spot this baby. In fact, they're going to give him forward progress all the way down to about the 6-yard line.
Yeah, right around a 20-yard gain. And Adams Central just continues to rack up huge numbers. They're averaging well over 11 yards per carry here this evening.
All right, so they'll start this one from the 6-yard line. First down and goal for Adams Central. The Patriots moving from our right to our left. Here's Beamer again. 5-yard line. Crashes forward across the 2. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Ryan Beamer takes it in. This time from, I'm going to say, 7 yards out. And the Patriots go out on top now by a score of 20-0 in this football game. So it's 20-0. Adams Central has got the lead. With a PAT pending, Beamer's already got a couple of touchdowns in this football game. That one goes from 7 yards out. And now it's going to be Zach Hunt back into the football game to attempt the PAT. 2-for-2 so far tonight by the right-footed kicker, Zach Hunt. Jake Johnson will hold tonight for AC. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing for the uprights. It is good. So 3 touchdowns for Adams Central here in the first half of play. Beamer takes it in from 7 yards out officially. 9 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's now Adams Central 21, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're keeping up to date on all the Hastings teams here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers have scored at Lloyd Wilson Field against the number one ranked team of the state of Nebraska, the Aurora Huskies. It's now Aurora 14, Hastings High 7.
Good to see out of Rick Rebarger's Tigers.
Do you smell an upset coming here?
Well, anything can happen on any given night in high school football. That's why we play the games. You just never know what could happen there at Lloyd Wilson Field.
21 to nothing is the score here. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's the kickoff. Northwest returns it. 25 out to the 30-yard line. He didn't get to the 30. He snowed under at about the 29. Down there on special teams for Adams Central making the stop is Jordan Jansen, number 67. So Northwest will start first down and 10, still in their own territory here at their own 29-yard line.
Well, we've got a good storyline going. We've talked about Beamer. He was over 1,000 yards on the season on the first drive. His numbers, 14 carries, 141 yards, and two touchdowns. Adams Central, offensively, 213 total yards of offense. Grand Island Northwest, 27.
Wow. Complete domination by the Patriots so far. May on the quarterback keeper now across the 30. Stumbles across the 35 out to about the 38-yard line. So a good pickup there on the quarterback draw by Nick May for Grand Island Northwest. They're going to spot him here at the 36-yard line. So a pickup of about 7 on the play. We'll call it second down and 3 yards to go.
May, the leading ball carrier for Northwest this evening with 16 yards on 3 carries. So as we talked about him coming into the ballgame in the pregame show, he's really the guy to watch, and we can already see if he gets a little bit of a seam, he's very quick, and he can hit that hole. And that was a nice gain of nearly 6 yards.
Dylan Siegel now is your wide receiver split to the left side. They get it off to Kiamse, and Kiamse is going to be stuck right at the line of scrimmage. Kiamse is tackled into play by Jake Meyer and also Ryan Bender on the stop there for Adams Central defensively. And now the Vikings will be looking at third down, still about 3 yards to go. That was a good play defensively by the Pats.
Yeah, and it's really surprising that Northwest would be running to that left side. It's the short side of the field where the ball's positioned right now. That is where Arlt is, and also big Jake Meyer.
Meyer playing the defensive end on the left side, and Arlt is the quarterback on the left side. But now it's third down and 3 yards to go. May now will go with an unbalanced line with the power set off to the right side. They will go that way on the right side, and it's going to be chopped down before he gets to the line of scrimmage. That's Kiamse again. Nope, it's going to be a new man in there now for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, Jordan Fischler, number 31, the running back there for Grand Island Northwest. He goes off to the power side of that offset offensive line. And they did not get to the first down stakes. So, again, the Vikings will have to punt. They've only got, what, 2 first downs so far in this football game.
Boy, and Adams Central defensively had a great surge there and no gain on the play. So, Adams Central going to get some good field position again.
Here's May. He's going to have to put his foot in the bucket before this one's all over. He's going to punt the football away again. Bounces down along the sideline across the 25, takes a northwest bounce down inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line. And that's where the Patriots will start. Didn't seem to phase Adams Central at all where they get the ball. They just get up under center and like a snowplow defense or snowplow offense. Yeah, that was a 40-yard kick, and we'll see what Adams Central can do with it now as Ryan Beamer continues to chew up the yardage here against the Grand Island Northwest defense here tonight. 7-13 to play in the first half. It's been all Adams Central tonight, 21 to nothing. The Patriots have got the lead. Adams Central back out here offensively. Going to have a Overmiller in there at the quarterback. Beamer will stay in there as the tailback, and he will get the call. Bender right in front of him as they run the sweep play to the right side. And Beamer brings it across the 25 onto the 29-yard line. Beamer gets the call again. Tackle is made in there by the defensive secondary for Grand Island Northwest. And coming up to make the stop for the Vikings was Stoltenberg again, number 13. A pickup of about 8 yards in the play. It's now second down and 2 yards to go. As Adams Central has got the ball out here at the 28-yard line.
So you talk about that no matter where they get the football, last drive, 9 plays and 85 yards for Adams Central. So, yeah, they really, wherever they're at on the football field, they can get it done tonight.
Backs in the I formation again with wide receivers going left and right. Over Miller turns, hands it away again to Beamer. He's across the 30. He's got the first down, 35, out to the 36-yard line. This is like man against boys here tonight as the Beamer carries him all the way out to the 36-yard line. And another first down for the Pats. They're moving the chains almost at will here tonight. And Adams Central moving from our right to our left here in the second quarter, already leading by a score of 21-0 here in this contest.
My goodness, and all their first downs this evening, all on the ground, 12 of them now on the evening, and we have not yet reached halftime.
It is over Miller, up under center this time. He's going to draw back. He's going to throw the football. Airs it out down the right sideline. Hunt is out here, and he makes the catch. Nice catch at the 40-yard line, and he's out of bounds. Zach Hunt makes the catch out there. As Overmiller just kind of lobs it out there to the right sideline, Zach with a good frame on his body there goes up over his defender, grabs the ball, and he's got it down officially. First down and 10 now for the Pats at the 39-yard line.
That one's good for 26 yards, and just his physical ability was able to go up over a much shorter defender, and Hunt brings it down again, 26-yard gain, 13th first down as they're into Northwest territory again, the ball down to the 39-yard line. Hunt having a good night tonight, receiving three catches now, and 39 yards.
Hunt is your wide receiver to the right side, and now it looks like some confusion here on the Adams Central offense. Hunt will go back as your wide out to the right side of the formation. Over Miller stands in the shotgun. They hand the ball away to Ryan Beamer again, gets outside. Beamer carrying the ball, 25-20, 15. Beamer 10, he's at the 5-yard line, crashes forward down there. Does he get in? The official's waiting. He is stopped down at the 1-yard line. Ryan Beamer had a blocker out in front of him, and then he was chopped down at about the 5-yard line. He falls forward down to about the 1, but another great run by Ryan Beamer and the Patriots, knocking on touchdown door again.
Thought he was going in for his third touchdown this evening, but a good job of the defense not giving up. They bring him down at the 1. We'll give him 38 on that carry there, the 14th first down. And I don't know, who do you think would touch the ball here probably?
Well, Bender's in the backfield. He hasn't touched it yet tonight. Along with Beamer, stacked up in the I formation from the 1-yard line. Here's a call again to Beamer, and he walks into the end zone touchdown. Beamer takes it in for the fourth touchdown here in the first half of play. A 1-yard touchdown run this time for Beamer, and the Patriots tack on another 6 in the ball game. And it's now 27-0. Adams Central has got the lead.
Well, he does get his third touchdown of the night, and he's going to be well over 200 yards before this thing probably unravels. I'm sure that Bill Carlin will not play him a lot in the second half and try to start saving his starters. You don't talk about that midway through the first half. But, boy, we're nearing in on that running clock as it's 27-0 here. And Zach Hunt going to attempt the PAT.
Yeah, this is the third touchdown for Beamer, not his fourth, as Nate Arnold had a touchdown earlier tonight as well. So Hunt will try the PAT again. He's been perfect so far. Ball is down and the kick is up, and this extra point is good. The Patriots absolutely perfect on PATs tonight. Everything going right for the Patriots. We got another timeout, 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's now Adams Central 28, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Five plays, 81 yards for the touchdown that time for the Adams Central Patriots. Beamer takes it in for his third touchdown of the first half, this one from 1 yard out. Adams Central now leading by a score of 28-0. Some updates on some ball games. Hastings High now trailing Aurora by a score of 21-7 at Lloyd Wilson Field. And over at Duncan Field tonight in the second quarter, it is now Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of St. Paul. The score is 21-0. Coming up at halftime, we'll chat with Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz. The Broncos getting set to take on the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon in Lincoln. We'll hear from the coach coming up at halftime tonight. There's the kickoff by Hunt. It is loose. It's finally picked up at the 20-yard line, back to the 25, out to about the 28. And that's where Grand Island Northwest will start, first down and 10 on their own 28-yard line. Ball is brought back there by Logan Yelkin for the Northwest Vikings.
Mike, offensively for GI Northwest here in the first half, 35 total yards. That is all they've been able to come up with. And on the other side, it's a train wreck. 294 yards of offense for Adam Central. Ryan Beamer, 18 carries, 196 yards in the first half.
Wow. 5 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Here's May carrying the ball now for GI Northwest to the 30 to the 31-yard line. May carrying the ball to the short side of the field. He is covered up there. Nate Arnold over here to make the stop for Adam Central defensively. The Vikings have had a tough time getting anything going offensively. Their inside game, we just can't run against the Adam Central defense. They're trying to use their speed to get outside, but the Adam Central defense pretty quick on their feet, too.
Well, that's one thing that we've seen over the course of the year. There's been some teams that have been able to get around the corner, but the closing speed is very good for Adam Central defensively, and just nothing going right for GI Northwest.
There's a quick pass out to the far side, and it's going to be incomplete. Yonkin was the intended receiver. He had his hands on the football. He had some room to run, but the pass just a little bit too far. Yonkin couldn't bring it down. Incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and about 8 yards to go for GI Northwest. They've got the ball on their own 31-yard line.
Yelkin might have heard some footsteps coming because Zach Hunt, the safety for Adam Central, was coming very hard on that play. And if Yelkin would have caught the football, he was going to be teeing off on Mr. Yelkin.
Well, no problems with the Patriots looking ahead to next week. They are rolling here tonight. Here's May again, throws it to the far side. That baby is going to be caught right at the first down stakes. And let's see, a big pileup right at the sticks. We'll see where the officials spot the football. So a completed pass goes out to the far side. That one was caught by Blake Beaney, number 7. He's trying to make a spinning move out there. Gave up the first down at one point, but just got back to the sticks. So they will give him a first down here at the 39-yard line. So Northwest will keep this drive alive.
Yeah, he was able to break free from Micah Lindblad, who was going to be able to bring him up short of a first down. And then simply Bainey just getting loose and getting in the secondary picks up 9 yards. So the third first down for GI Northwest with 4:15 left to go here till half.
They're in their own territory at the 39-yard line. Here's May with the ball, hands it away as it is goes straight ahead against this Adams Central defense. And not much there as they get a yard, maybe two, out to about the 42-yard line. Ball carrier there for Grand Island Northwest was number 31, Jordan Fischler. So Fischler carrying the ball there for GI Northwest, a 200-pound senior. So he's into the ball game now for the Vikings. Picks up a couple of yards here. Second down and 8 yards to go. Clock is running. We're in the second quarter. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Adams Central 28 and GI Northwest nothing. Ryan Beamer with 3 touchdowns here in the first half. Northwest on this second down call, 8 yards to go, option play. May has got it, pitchback comes to Fischler, and he is taken down. A great defensive play coming up here for Adams Central was Nate Arnold. He just came up and took the feet right out from under the running back, Jordan Fischler, knocks him down for a loss back here at the 39. That was textbook tackling right there by Nate Arnold.
Wow, outstanding. You watched it, that play develop, and Bryce Heinrichs was able to get into May's face. He makes the late pitch. And then just kamikaze-ing in was Nate Arlt, and great open field tackle. He tops down the legs of the ball carrier, Fischler. A couple of yard loss, so we're going to bring it second down and a long 10 with 2:50 left to go here till half.
Actually, it should be third down in the field now, third down. And now May throws it across the middle. It's going to be tipped, nearly intercepted, nearly caught, but it falls down on the turf. The intended receiver for GI Northwest was Dylan Siegel, number 81. Back there in coverage was Jake Johnson for Adams Central. He was not expected to play tonight, but Johnson has been in holding the football and extra points, and now we see him on defense. So Jake evidently feeling a lot better there for AC into the ball game for head coach Bill Carlin. It's going to be another punt here for the Vikings. May stands back here at the 28-yard line. The Patriots already out on top 28-0 here in the ball game. May gets the kick away, angles to the near side, and it bounces, and it's going to be picked up by Beamer. And he returns it out to the 40-yard line. That was kind of dangerous. Bounces right on the sideline. Beamer picks it up on the hop and brings it to the 40-yard line where he is tackled there, and that's where the Patriots will start. About a 25-yard punt and a 3-yard return by Ryan Beamer.
Yeah, kind of surprised to see Beamer back there returning punts. He's been the go-to guy tonight in that backfield. And
Bill Carlin, he only knows one speed here, gang.
I know it. Keep the foot on the gas pedal. As we watched Beamer on that play, he came over to the northwest sideline, actually came out of bounds, and then came back in. and pick that up, and they'll spot it down at the 36-yard line. 2:34 left to go here. Adams Central cruising 28-0.
Start this drive right on their 36-yard line. Patriots moving right to left. Overmiller stands in the shotgun with wide receivers left and right. They're not satisfied yet. Overmiller with the ball, play-action pass, throws it to the right side. That ball is going to be caught by Hunt, but right over there defensively for GI Northwest. Good play there. Blake Daney pulls down Hunt. Little if any gain out that way. A long pass from Overmiller out to the right sideline to Zach Hunt. He catches the ball. Daney was right there defensively for Northwest to pull him down. That was a pickup of only a yard or so on the completed pass as they move it up to the 37-yard line. It's now second down and 9.
Yeah, Hunt had a lot of room out there. It just took forever for the football to get there, and Daney was able to make a good adjustment and get over there. We'll give him one. 4 catches, 40 yards for Hunt here in the ballgame.
Overmiller again from the shotgun. He hands the ball away to Arnold on every first play again. 40. He's at the 45 and drug down at the 47-yard line. Nate Arnold carrying the ball several times here in the first half. Tackle is finally made in there by GI Northwest. That's Mike Casper. Casper, a big 230-pound senior defensive lineman there for the Northwest Vikings. But Nate Arnold picks up another first down. That's a ton for Adams Central. 14 already here in the first half.
14 first downs, and being overshadowed tonight is that Nate Arnold, 4 carries and 62 yards. For Arnold, giving 10 on that one as they inch the ball closer to midfield.
At 35 to play here in the second quarter. Beamer's going to get the call here off a right tackle. 50, 45 down to the 44-yard line. There's another quick pickup of about 8 yards for Ryan Beamer as he moves the ball into GI Northwest territory. The Vikings have no answer, absolutely no answer, for the Adams Central offense here tonight.
Now that puts Beamer over the 200-yard mark here in the first half. 19 carries now and 205 yards.
Boy, is there a better running back around in Class B?
Boy.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, show him. We might see one next week. I know Aurora's got a good one.
There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. An incomplete pass down around the 25-yard line. Bryce Hendricks, the intended receiver, tries to make a diving stab out there. So it's incomplete. It's now third down at about 2 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball at the northwest 44-yard line. Exactly 60 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
That is the first incomplete pass for Overmiller tonight. He's having a very good night. 5 of 6 passing for 49 yards. We talked about Beamer, 205 yards. That's just a cool 10.7 per carry here this evening.
And 3 touchdowns in the first half. Third down and 2. Overmiller with the ball. Rolls to his right. Unloads. The ball is caught here at the 40-yard line. Down out of bounds at the 35. Nice completed pass there. Goes to Hendricks, the tight end. Overmiller right on the money there as Hendricks grabs the ball, picks up the first down, gets out of bounds. Down around the, they're going to mark him down at the 36-yard line. The first down for the Patriots. The clock is now stopped at the 51-second mark here in the second quarter. Adams Central looking for their 5th touchdown here in the first half. Overmiller will stand in the shotgun. Wide receivers go left and right this time. Overmiller waiting for the snap. He's got it. He backs up, looks left, now right. He's under pressure. He is hit, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield. He is sacked for the first time tonight, getting through there for GI Northwest, number 59, Mike Casper. He gets the sack on the quarterback, Overmiller, and now head coach Bill Carlin wants to burn a timeout. So Adams Central wants to call a timeout now with 43 seconds to play. In quarter number 2, we'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 28, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, an update on some of the other games. Hastings St. Cecilia is now leading St. Paul by a score of 28-0. They have got 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Hastings High is within a couple of scores of the top-ranked team in Class B, the Aurora Huskies, tonight. 21-7, Aurora's got the lead in the second quarter. The Huskies have been hurt by a couple of turnovers in the first half. Adams Central, second down now and 13 yards to go. They've got the football at the GI Northwest 39-yard line. Overmiller in the gun. Wide receivers to the left side. Overmiller going to have a little screen set up on the far side. It's going to be caught 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. That's Beamer with the ball still on his feet inside the 20-yard line to the 15 and finally brought down So they set up a screen pass to a Beamer to the far side, and Beamer takes the ball for the first down and board down around the 10-yard line. Now the Patriots quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. They're at the 12-yard line of GI Northwest. As the officials spot the football, Adam Central is up to the line of scrimmage. Here's Overmiller. He's just going to spike the ball to stop the clock now with 25 seconds to play. So a completed pass to Ryan Beamer as he takes the ball now inside the 20-yard line of the Patriots, looking for more here in the second quarter.
Yeah, gas pedal to the floor is Bill Carlin's motto here this evening. That really hurts Overmiller's numbers. He'd only had one incomplete pass, but having to burn the clock now, outstanding numbers for Overmiller, 7 of 9 passing, 86 yards. The ground attack tonight for Adams Central, 261 yards on the ground so far here in the first half.
They're doing a good job keeping up with the numbers. Ball is at the 12-yard line officially of GI Northwest, second down and 10. Overmiller, here's a pass into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. A lot of traffic there right around Hendricks. A couple of guys back there for GI Northwest. Getting a hand on the football was Stoltenberg again for the Vikings. But now the clock is stopped. 20 seconds to play.
I believe that was Bryce Hendricks back there, the intended receiver. But, yeah, a couple of black jerseys back there as Overmiller tried to force that football into Hendricks' chest. We bring up third down and 10 here with, 20.3 seconds left till half.
From the 13-yard line of Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central already leading by a score of 28 to nothing. Overmiller from the gun, backs up, looks left, fires. The ball is going to be knocked down. Knocked down right across the center of the field. That was Preston Berger, number 50, getting his hands on it. But now we got a penalty flag down.
Yeah, well, three of them came all at the same time. You were looking down at your sheet. Number 76 for Grand Island Northwest, Brad Durand, absolutely unloaded on Nate Arl way after the ball had already gone by, and three officials threw the flag at the same time. They were all landing right in the center of the field. But good news, Arl does bounce up, and they will move the football down closer to the goal line. That is a very foolish error for Northwest.
If I know Nate, he'll remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's
going to pay later on in the ball game.
Yeah, he just simply pops right up, kind of stares him down, and walks back the huddle.
Somebody is going to pay later in the ball game, I'll guarantee you.
One of them little crackback blocks, somebody's going to get the wood laid to him.
So we've got 13 seconds to go now. They give half the distance to the goal line. The ball is at the 6-yard line. Adams Central already leading by the score of 28 to nothing here in this contest. Patriots down to 6-yard line of GI Northwest. Overmiller brings his troops to the line of scrimmage. He backs up. He wants to throw. Throws it to the right side. It's going to be caught into the end zone for the touchdown. That is Ryan Beamer. He catches the ball now and takes it into the end zone for the score. He's done everything. He's caught one now for a touchdown. That's four touchdowns tonight for Ryan Beamer, three on the ground, one through the air. That one goes 6 yards from Overmiller to Beamer, and it is now a 34-0 ball game, Adams Central.
Well, and Adams Central kind of caught GI Northwest off guard there. They came to the line of scrimmage very quick and then snapped it, and they sent Beamer off to the right side into the flats. Nobody was out there defensively for Grand Island Northwest. Overmiller seen that and just simply threw the ball to him. He went untouched, and Zach Hunt now is in for his fifth PAT attempt. And that one is down and up and good. Adams Central steamrolling here in Grand Island tonight. They extend their lead to 35 to nothing with 7.6 seconds left to go.
And the Patriots are perfect on PATs
tonight.
Yeah,
wow.
Go back in the record books and check that one out. Adams Central rolling along, 7.6 seconds to play second quarter. Patriots 35 and Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Patriots go 10 plays and 60 yards on that particular drive. They get the 6-yard touchdown pass from Overmiller to Ryan Beamer. Adams Central now leading 35 to nothing. There's a ball kicked to the far side by Zach Hunt. It's going to go out of bounds. So it's going to be Grand Island Northwest getting possession of this one. Still with 7.6 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Giltner is out on top of Axtell. We have a corrected score. Giltner is leading Axtell It is 24-0 at halftime. That's a big ball game, as the Giltner has jumped out on top of Axtell 24-0 at halftime tonight in one of our top area games. So after the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, Northwest will have the football at their own 35-yard line, and they have 7 seconds to work here in the second quarter. And they have not been able to do too much against the Adams Central defense. Here's May. He's going to carry the ball to the 40-yard line. A quarterback keeper up to the 40, Ryan Bender, under the stop for Adams Central defensively. But there you have it, the first half. Adams Central dominates against Grand Island Northwest tonight. So the fourth-ranked team in Class B rolling along as they look ahead to a next week's ball game, probably with the number one-ranked team in the state, the Aurora Huskies. But the Patriots have two more quarters to handle here tonight in Grand Island. At halftime, it's the Patriots 35, Grand Island Northwest nothing. You're listening to High School Football.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Viking Field in Grand Island. The Patriots rolling along here tonight. They've got the lead over Grand Island Northwest. The score is 35-0 at halftime. Adams Central scoring in their first possession tonight. 7 plays, 67 yards. Ryan Beamer takes it in from 1 yard out. The PAT good. 8:55 to play in the first quarter. It was Adams Central 7 and Grand Island Northwest nothing. The Vikings then throw an interception on their first possession tonight. Zach Hunt got an interception. Adams Central 4 plays and 63 yards. Nate Arlt takes it in from 12 yards out. The point after test down good. 6:28 to play in the first quarter. The Patriots led 14-0. Ryan Beamer adds his second touchdown of the ball game in the second quarter. A 7-yard run. A PAT good. 9:25 to play in the first half. The Patriots led by the score of 21-0. That was 9 plays, 85 yards for the Patriots. Beamer comes back 4 minutes later. In fact, exactly 4 minutes later, at the 5:25 mark, Adams Central goes 5 plays and 81 yards against the Viking defense as Ryan takes it in from 1 yard out this time. The point after touchdown was good, and that made the score 28-0 in favor of the Patriots. And then right there before halftime, a 10-play, 60-yard drive, a 6-yard touchdown pass, Matt Overmiller to Ryan Beamer, the point after touchdown, good. That's the way we stand here at halftime, 35-0. Adams Central has got the lead over GI Northwest tonight.
My goodness, some of the numbers here I'm figuring up is what you see in the at the end of the ball game. Adams Central just really smoking along here tonight. Ryan Beamer with a huge, huge evening. We'll get to his numbers here in just a few minutes. But for Grand Island Northwest in the half, their quarterback, Nick May, having a tough evening tonight. 1 of 5 passing for only 19 yards and 1 interception on the evening. Grand Island Northwest has rushed it 15 times for 35 yards, so only 54 total yards of offense for Northwest here in the first half and 3 first downs. Now, this is impressive. Matt Overmiller passing this evening, 8 of 11, 92 yards, 1 touchdown, that coming late in the second quarter. The Patriots have rushed it 24 times for 261 total yards of offense, 353 of total offense in the first half, 15 first downs. Individual numbers, Ryan Beamer, 19 carries, 205 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the ground. He has 1 reception for 6 and a touchdown. We look at the Nate Arlt, 4 carries, 62 yards in the ball game, and we see Arlt with 1 reception. for 9 yards as well. But just an outstanding performance. The front line doing a great job for Adams Central, getting some big, big holes. Beamer averaging over 11 yards tonight per carry. Adams Central, the team, averaging just over 10. That's not too shabby for first half of football.
Yeah, I like my chances. If those are the numbers you're going to bring me at halftime, I like my chances.
Boy, I would think so. I mean, I think even you could coach this this team the second half. But we'll see what Bill Carlin elects to do with his starters. He's got this very much handily right now at halftime, leading this ball game 35-0.
Checking in at Lloyd Wilson Field, it is the Aurora Huskies out on top of Hastings High. 28-7 is the score there. At last check at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia had the lead over St. Paul to score 28-0. They had about 6 minutes to play in quarter number two. And Blue Hill had a lead tonight, as they had a lead 14-0. Is it Sandy Creek or is it Sutton?
It's Sandy Creek.
All right.
At Sandy Creek. They are at Sandy Creek. Superior is a Sutton.
All right. Evening.
But, yeah, Blue Hill playing their third team quarterback. If things aren't bad enough, having the Chad Hastings, their starter, knocked out, they're Chad Poe, their second-team quarterback, was ill today, so they are down to the third-string quarterback. And my correspondent just said it's run right, run left, let their defense win the game, and they're doing a good job. They're leading 14-0 at half.
Blue Hill, the number one-ranked team in Class C2. They've got Sandy Creek and Sutton left on their schedule before the playoffs start. And like you said, Chad Hastings could be back by maybe the second playoff game this year. So Blue Hill just kind of maintaining themselves until they get their regular starter back in the Chad Hastings.
Yeah, they say reports down in Blue Hill indicate that he is out of his sling now. He's healing very well, coming right along. They don't know for sure he won't be around for the first round game, but for the second round game, they're very hopeful that he will be back in that starting role.
He was a starter that was lost to the Blue Hill Bobcats a couple of weeks ago. So it is 35-0. Adams Central has got the lead here at halftime. Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz is standing by at halftime. We'll talk about last week's ball game against Morningside. We won't talk long about the Morningside because we got beat 46-0 last Saturday. We'll move on and talk about the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves, the ball game we got coming up tomorrow in Lincoln. That is straight ahead on our halftime show tonight from Grand Island. Again, the score is Adams Central 35, Grand Island Northwest 0. You're listening to High School Football.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Grand Island at Viking Field. It is Adams Central all over the Vikings tonight, 35-0 here at halftime. And really, we can't break it down any further, Jimmy. This has just been a whooping. You know, there's no way, two ways to put it. This has been a whooping as Adams Central has put up some big numbers here against the Vikes.
Yeah, it's just incredible coming into the game. We had seen Adams Central with the Grand Island Northwest with a couple of victories coming into this game, and they have just been completely outmatched and outmanned on the offensive line. The O-line for Adams Central has done a tremendous job tonight, and to get a running back with 205 yards in a half of football, you're doing some good things up front, and they are dominating the line of scrimmage right now. Adams Central run 35 offensive plays that first half to Grand Island Northwest 20, so the time of possession heavily on the Patriots, and they have really played error-free this evening.
Grand Island Northwest has not been able to muster much at all in this football game against the Patriots. What do they got at halftime, about 35 yards?
Yeah, 54. 35 on the ground, 19 through the air, and their leading ball carrier is Nate May, their quarterback, with 5 carries and 28 yards.
So we've got the score of 35-0 here. Time checking the other scores from the area. Aurora has got the lead over Hastings High, 28-7. They are at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia, last check, was rolling past St. Paul, 42-0. And Giltner and Axtell playing tonight. I thought this one might be a lot closer than this, but Giltner has got a lead at halftime, 24-0 over Axtell. So some interesting ball games going on. And then speaking of scores, we'll have all the scores coming up tonight. Blaine Bulis and Tyson Hebronic will be around with the scoreboard show, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, following our game here tonight in Grand Island. We will head for Lincoln tomorrow. We'll have Hastings College football for you tomorrow afternoon, as the Broncos are trying to get back on the winning track, as you heard the coach at halftime after losing to Morningside last week 46-0. We'll have Hastings College tomorrow afternoon against the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. Airtime 12:15 tomorrow with the coach, 1 o'clock for the kickoff between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. Always an exciting football game between these two teams. They're scoring out for the 96th time tomorrow. It's the longest lasting continuous series in Nebraska Wesleyan history. Hastings.
And I can remember in all the years that we have done games together, there's been some real dandies. There's also been some very lopsided victories for both teams, as both teams several years ago getting into the playoffs. But it's pretty much black and white tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Coach Merck says 220 yards and we win. If we rush for 220 yards, we win.
These two teams will just line it up and go at each other. Not a lot of passing probably going to be taking place. And it's very important to the Broncos. They need to win their last four ball games in order to get in the NAIA playoffs.
All right, so here we go. Zach Hunt is going to tee her up for Adams Central, kicks it away. Northwest fields it, a short man here at the 25-yard line, 30, and run out of bounds here at the 35-yard line, bringing the ball back for Northwest with Josh Kimbrough, a 170-pound junior, Jordan Fisher, down there in coverage for Adams Central. So we'll see what Northwest can do here to begin this second half of play. 35-0 is the score. The Patriots are out on top. Ryan Beamer, what, four touchdowns so far, three rushing and one receiving so far for the Patriots. Nate Arnold has got a touchdown.
Yeah, and officially 211 yards for Beamer in the first half. 71 for Arnold, 62 on the ground, and 9 through the air.
All right, here's Nick May, the quarterback, turns. He's going to run the football himself. Why not? 35 out to the 37-yard line, so a pickup of about 2 yards on the play. So the quarterback, Nick May, carrying the ball there for the Northwest Vikings. Adams Central's linebacking core making the stop there. Bender was in there with Lindblad and also Hendricks. A pickup of only 3 on the play. Second down at about 7 yards to go. Northwest working from our right to our left here in the third quarter. Vikings trying to get across the midfield stripe. They've been in Adams Central territory, I think, one time tonight, but no points on the scoreboard. May throws the ball to the far sideline. That ball is going to be caught out there, getting away at the 45 out to the 42-yard line. A completed pass goes to Blake Beaney out there. Beaney makes the reception for GI Northwest. Nate Arnold into the tackle there for Adams Central. They get the ball to the 42-yard line. And now GI Northwest looking at a third down situation, third down at about 3 yards to go. As the Vikings have moved the ball up to the 42.
Just a one-step drop there and a quick pass over to Beaney on the right side. And a nice catch. The pass was thrown behind him. And he made the adjustment, was able to bring down the football, pick up about 3 yards. So they're running third down and about 3 for GI Northwest.
Here's May. He wants to throw the ball again, pressured by Adams Central. He's hit and he's sacked back here all the way back to the 32-yard line. That was the defensive end, Brandon Hageman, for Adams Central, getting the sack. That is his sixth sack of the 2009 season. Hageman had a good ball game last week in the contest against Hastings High. Comes up with his sixth sack in the 2009 season. Brings down May for a loss all the way back to the 34-yard line. It is fourth down and 12 yards to go, and the Vikings at the punt.
Big, big sack. A loss of 9 on the play, and Adams Central going to get real good field position here. Arl back deep.
All right, May is going to kick the ball away again. He kicks it away. Now Nate's going to grab the ball at the 28-yard line, down to sideline 30. He's at the 35-yard line, breaks it back to the center of the field. He's at the 40. Look out. Nate gets hit once. He gets hit twice. He gets hit three times, and down he goes at the 40-yard line. Every time Nate grabs the ball, the fans just gasp for air because he can take it to the house any time. Nate got it on the near sideline and started to get to the center of the field, but there's too many black shirts out there, and Nate Arnold is knocked down into play at the 40-yard line, so the Patriots come back out for the first time here in the second half. First down and 10 on their own 40-yard line, leading by the score of 35-0 here in the ball game.
Well, and Arnold was looking to get out to the left side, trying to get some blockers set up to get a wall, and just wasn't happening. And now what do we got? Another?
We got a penalty flag on the far sideline. I don't know if that occurred before the punt. Looked like it's going to be before the punt. Now the official is going to huddle here at the 45-yard line. So Nate Arnold might have a second chance here. They force May to do the punting again, and now they're going to come up and talk with the Adams Central captains here in this third quarter. Now Bill Carlin is going to make his way onto the field on the far side and try to straighten this thing out. One penalty flag resting at the 37-yard line of GI Northwest. So a long delay here as they look to the far sideline. Now it appears that they're going to force May to punt the football again. It's going to be a personal foul against Grand Island Northwest. So a personal foul in Grand Island Northwest, that'll cost him 15 more yards, back a little further. And it's going to give the dangerous tandem of Ryan Beamer and Nate Arnold a chance here to return this one.
Yeah, that's a big penalty. Adams Central is going to take over at around their own 40-yard line, and now May is going to have to kick this. He'll stand on his own 6-yard line. So Adam Central, the Carlton and Beam are going to be just about at the midfield spot.
Nate has returned 2 punts already for touchdowns this season. Here's Mays going to kick the ball, angles again to the near side. Arnold grabs it at the 46, back to the 45, 40, down the sideline, and spun down. Nope, still on his feet, inside the 35 to the 33-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. They had him stop there, and Nate spun away from the would-be tackler, takes the ball for another couple of yards to the 33, and that's where Adams Central is going to start. You just don't give a team like Adams Central a 33-yard field and expect to stay in the ballgame.
No, and watching the personnel come out onto the field for Bill Carlin, cruise control's on, the gas pedal is to the floor because all these starters are going to be in there again for Bill Carlin.
Probably for at least one or two series here in the second half.
Probably just a couple. They have a little bit of a tussle next week in their game, so probably going to want to get some more reps in.
All right, first down and 10 for Adams Central from the 33 of GI Northwest. Here he goes again, Beamer with the ball right in the center of the field across the 30, down to the 29 to the 28-yard line. It looked like he had much there, but Ryan Beamer carries the mail for a good 7 yards there as he takes it down to about the 29-yard line. That's one thing you don't want to see, and that's like in a game like this, get one of your first-line studs hurt here with a big ball game against Aurora coming up next week.
Well, and I wouldn't think that if they would take this drive down and put another 6 on the board that I wouldn't even think that you would keep your starters out there much longer. You've got a whole lot of reserves staying on that far sideline.
Second down and 5 yards to go, 8.5 minutes to play. Third quarter, still 35-0. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's Beamer again, looks inside, tries to bounce it outside. Beamer is hit, and down he goes. He is rustled down after a 1 or 2 yard gain over there by GI Northwest. And in on the stop for the Vikings was the linebacker there for the Vikings. That is Jordan Fischler. Fischler, the 6-foot, 200-pound senior, makes the stop, the outside linebacker for the Vikes. Pick up of a couple of yards in the play by Beamer. It's now third down. Third down and about 3 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the Northwest 26-yard line. Zach Hunt, the wide receiver, split to the left side. That's Nate Arnold coming to the right side. Bender and Beamer in the backfield now on third down and a couple of go for AC. Here's Over Miller, hands the ball away to Beamer. He's going to have the first down as he takes it off a right tackle, takes it down to about the 21-yard line. So Beamer gets the call again at the bottom of the stack for Grand Island Northwest. There's a guy that's not on the roster. You might know, number 10, makes the stop there for Grand Island Northwest. He's not on the roster supplied by the school this week. 7.5 to play. Third down, and, well, actually, that's going to be a first down. Now, as Beamer picks up the first down as he takes it down to the 22-yard line. Carter Eberhardt. All right, Carter Eberhardt was number 10. First down and 10. Adams Central with the ball now at the 22-yard line of GI Northwest. Here is Overmiller. He throws the ball. Nate Arnold grounds it at the 15-yard line. Speedster is at the 10-yard line. He's at the 5-yard line. Dives for the corner of the end zone. He's in there. Touchdown. Takes it in from 23 yards out. Overmiller takes it right across the center of the field to a Nate Arnold. And then he got on his high horse there, Jimmy. And the race was on as he just angled it toward the corner of the end zone. He just dives into the corner of the end zone for the score, and the Patriots had another touchdown here in the first possession of the third quarter.
Boy, and what great composure back there by Matt Overmiller. He had pressure coming hard from his left side. It was his blind side. He could not see it, but he could sense it. He steps up in the pocket to avoid the contact and then simply delivers the ball across the middle of the field to Arlt, right in a bunch of defenders, and he simply gets on his horse and takes it all the way in for another touchdown from 23 yards out. Now Arlt with 31 yards on 2 receptions.
He's got a couple of touchdowns in the ball game. Here's the extra point coming up here from Zach Hunt. That one is good. The Patriots continue to bang those extra points through there. 7 minutes to play now in the third quarter, all Adams Central tonight. The Patriots now leading Grand Island Northwest. It's Adams Central 42, GI Northwest nothing.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Grand Island. Boy, the Patriots rolling along tonight. This is a machine. It is 42-0. The Patriots out on top of GI Northwest. Hunt is into the football. End-over-end kick is going to angle out to the far side. Bounces down along the ground. It's going to go out of bounds. And Northwest will play it back upfield. That was Blake Beeney back there for GI Northwest, watching the ball bounce out of bounds. We talked about Carter Eberhardt defensively for GI Northwest. The reason he wasn't on the roster, he had kidney transplant surgery earlier this year. Not expected to play this season, but he's in there now late in the season. Carter Eberhardt for GI Northwest, now playing on defense, and now we see him out there on offense as well.
That's incredible. That's not just a minor surgery.
No, you don't hear that every day.
No, not every day.
So the clock is at 6:56 here in the third quarter, 42-0. Adams Central rolling along. This will be their eighth victory of the 2009 season. Adams Central basically in the Class B state playoffs, and now it's have to determine when and where here in a couple of weeks. There's a handoff straight ahead. Not much there. It's a couple of yards. Running the football there for GI Northwest was Jordan Fischler. Fischler picks up about 2 yards in a play. That's Bender into the stop for Adams Central defensively. We'll give him 2, second down, and 8 yards to go. Adams Central and Aurora next Friday night. That'll be a dandy. That'll be in Aurora. We'll have the game for you. That'll be for the district championship next week. Huskies, at last check, had a lead over Hastings High. It was 28-7 at Lloyd Wilson Field. So you have two undefeated teams going next Friday night. Here's May, a quick pass from the near side. It's going to be caught down the sideline, 45-50, inside Adams Central territory, down to the 49-yard line. Nice pass to Yalkin there for Grand Island Northwest. He was chopped down over here by Zach Hunt at the 49. Adams Central went for the interception there, Jimmy, and they didn't get to it. And it was a completed pass as May gets it to Yelkin, now in the Adams Central territory at the 49.
Northwest tried to run that play in the first half, and Adams Central was able to defend it pretty good, only give up a couple of yards. But, yeah, they read the quarterback and knew exactly where he was going. They were trying to get to Yelkin, but tried to get the football before it got to him. And it picks up a nice gain of 14 yards. Fourth first down as they're into Patriot territory.
May hustles up to the line of scrimmage. Here's a quick pitch again to Fischler. 45-40 down the sideline. Gets away and chopped down at the 35-yard line. So now they're finding some success. Jordan Fischler carries the football there for GI Northwest. He was just a step away from taking that baby to the house. Touchdown saving tackle back there by the defensive secondary by Adams Central. Fischler goes down officially at the 36-yard line. So now the Vikings move the chains here. In the third quarter, 5:08 remaining, 42-0. Patriots have the lead.
Yeah, two consecutive first downs. A nice job by the Northwest line, opening up a little bit of a hole, and Fischler able to get loose for 13 yards, and they'll spot her at the 36.
The front line of people still in there for Adams Central defensively. There's a handoff straight up the pipe, and that one is going nowhere. That's going to be Eberhardt carrying the ball there. Tackle is made by Hageman defensively for Adams Central. So Eberhardt, the guy we just spoke of a couple of minutes ago, carries the football there. He takes it to the 35-yard line, a pickup of 1 on the play, second down, and 9 yards to go, 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. The Vikings came in 2-5 on the season, Adams Central 7-0. And as a result, we're seeing what we're seeing here tonight, 42-0, ACN on top. Here's May, he wants to throw the ball again, does so on the far sideline. That's going to be caught inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Reception is made over there by Blake Beeney. Beeney makes the reception. Bryce Henriksen on the stop for Adams Central defensively. So now the Vikings moving the football here against the Adams Central number one defense.
Yeah, and another nice pass out to the right side. Henriksen on the coverage. I don't know whether he slept or not, but the receiver had a good, a sizable advantage over there. That was Barney on the reception. But that one goes for 12 yards and another first down as they are as deep as they've been in Adams Central territory this evening.
3:45 to go. We've got a running clock now here in the third quarter, sitting at 42-0. This will be a quick second half here if things continue. First down and 10 for GI Northwest. Here's a handoff to Eberhardt, and Eberhardt runs it straight up the gut there, and he runs into Hageman again, number 31 for Adams Central, a pickup of 2 yards in the play for Carter Eberhardt. Hageman again into the stop for Adams Central defensively. After the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and our coach's post-game show. And then into the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, all the scores from week number 8 of the high school football season coming up tonight with Tyson Avronik and also Blaine Bulis. So stick around for that. Second down, 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 25-yard line of Adams Central. Here's May with the ball. Play action pass. Rolls to his left. Unloads. The ball is going to be tipped and falls down to the turf. Zach Hunt got his hands on it there for Adams Central, the intended receiver. Around the hash marks here on the near side was a Blake Beeney again. Incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up a third down situation.
Yeah, and Bender there nearly able to come up with the tip pass as a Hunt went high in the air and deflected that away from Bainey, and Bender very nearly picked that one off.
So now third down for GI Northwest. They have not even sniffed the end zone here tonight. They have not even got close to putting any points on the score. I think this is as close as they have been all night, and now the Northwest coaching staff wants to call a timeout. Northwest will call a timeout down at about 8 yards to go. And let's knock things over. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 42, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Aurora has tacked on a couple of more against Hastings High. The Huskies now leading the Tigers by the score of 35-7. Is it next Friday night yet? I can hardly wait for that one. In fact, we got two good games coming up next week. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic Thursday night, Aurora, and Adams Central coming up next Friday night. Both games here on 1230 KHIS.
Yeah, I tell you what, I love watching football games, and I would like to thank the individual that schedules those games. You wouldn't have anything to do with that, would you?
I'd like to schedule as a state here for those big games at the last game of the season. There's a running play across the 20 down to about the 16-yard line. Running the football there was Fischler again for GI Northwest. Yeah, they set up those games nicely there for the end of the season. The last game of the regular season, we got four undefeated teams going next week on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
GI Central Catholic, St. Cecilia, and then Aurora and Adams Central.
Going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to that that game with Adams Central and Aurora. Aurora coming into the game. We know the Rodriguez kid. We've mentioned him. He's one of the tackles. He's already committed to the Cornhuskers, and they've got several other guys on their line. We had heard over 300 pounds up front. So
here's a fourth down and two. It's going to be picked off by Hendricks at the 25 to the 30, down the sideline. Kiss him goodbye. He's across the 50, 40. He's at the 30, down the sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Hendricks takes that baby back 75 yards for a touchdown. May wanted to throw the football, and he was under pressure. In fact, he threw that baby with a Patriot hanging on top of him. May should not have thrown that football. That was a Hageman on top of May. He just kind of tosses it out to the right side, right into the hands of Hendricks. Off to the races he goes. He goes 75 yards for a touchdown, and it's now 48-0 in favor of the Patriots.
Boy, and again, mentioning Brandon Hageman's name, getting in there on a couple of sacks tonight in the football game, and then they're getting in at May again and has a hold of him, doing a great job putting pressure on the quarterback, and a foolish mistake there as he throws it up for grabs. And Hendricks picks that one off and takes it the distance. So they tack on another six. Now Adams Central 48, Northwest nothing. Zach Hunt in for the PAT.
All right, ball is down, and here comes the extra point again. The Patriots looking good here as well. They bang through another one. 1:26 to play. Bryce Hendricks gets his third interception of the season. That one he takes to the house. 75 yards on the return. The Patriots tack on seven more. 1:26 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 49, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Grand Island. Now 49-0 in favor of the Adams Central Patriots. 75-yard interception return for a touchdown by Bryce Hendricks. It was 35-0 at halftime. Adams Central has tacked on two here in the third quarter. The 23-yard touchdown from Over Miller to Nate Arnold, and now a defensive touchdown as a Bryce Hendricks scores. That's the 15th interception of the season for the Adams Central defense. Here's the kickoff return here by GI Northwest, and they bring it to the 31-yard line, and that's all she wrote. That's where Northwest will start, first down and 10 That was Blaney bringing the ball back there for Grand Island Northwest. Jordan Fisher down there on special teams for Adams Central to make the stop.
I have to find out who the T-boy is for Adams Central. Little guy's been hustling all night. He's been out there several times.
He's going to need a drink of water. He's been out there several times, like you said. It's 49-0. We're under a minute to go here in quarter number three. Patriots looking good here tonight. Their defense now in the act as Bryce Henrichs returns that last interception, 75 yards for the score. Now here's Nick May back up to the line of scrimmage. Wants to run the option play, takes it himself across the 30 to the 33. A pickup of a couple of yards in the play. Boy, what do you do if you're the Northwest coaching staff? Nothing has worked for Grand Island Northwest against this Adams Central defense tonight.
Well, and the thing is you just try to keep a positive attitude. Is very tough when you have as many games that the Northwest has lost, although they have a couple of victories this year. But, yeah, when you're sitting there looking at the scoreboard and it's not even third quarter and you're down 49-0, it's more of a mental game now.
Well, put the mental thing aside, it's now into the fourth quarter. All right, third quarter has come to a screeching halt here at the Viking Field. We'll take a break. Three quarters in the books tonight, our high school football game of the week on 1230 KHIS. The score, Adams Central 49, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Grand Island as we start the fourth quarter. 49-0 is the score. Grand Island Northwest trailing. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be tipped, nearly intercepted. Bainey was the intended receiver. Back here for Adams Central in coverage was number 16, Brady Hoffman. And now we're going to see the second, third stringers come in here. Brady Hoffman down to the ball game as a defensive back for Adams Central. So now a third down situation here for GI Northwest. Third down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 33-yard line.
Well, we should be pretty well polished up because about every game we've done with Adams Central this year, we have seen the second and third teamers in the ball game, and that's what we're going to see a plethora of here in this fourth quarter.
What?
Only 17 plays between both teams. That's what that running clock will do. Northwest was actually able to out-yard Adams Central in that third quarter.
There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Zach Hunt to 47-yard line. Back to the 40. Near sideline, 35-30, 25-20. Hunt cuts back. He's at the 15-yard line. Hunt's at the 10, down at the 9-yard line. Zach Hunt gets the interception, the second one of the second half for the Adams Central defense. And the Adams Central Patriots have now 16 picks on the season. That's a 35-yard return by Zach Hunt. On the interception, and Adams Central have got the ball now. First down and 10 at the, well, they're going to call first down and goal, right at the 10-yard line of GI Northwest.
Yeah, and Hunt having a good night defensively and offensively. Four receptions, 40 yards, and that interception there, a nice return downfield to get him inside the 10-yard line. And we'll double-check the starters now. Looks like Rosenquist going to be in there at quarterback for Adams Central. We'll check the additional substitutions.
Well, we've got Kyle Cutterford into the ball game. He's a sophomore. In fact, we're going to see a lot of white shirts coming to the football game now for head coach Bill Kylan. It's still going to be Obermiller at quarterback, so Rosenquist is going to be in there tailback. I think you can total up Ryan Beamer's numbers for the night. He is going to be finished as Rosenquist is down to the ball game. Zach Cunn is going to stay in the contest here for head coach Bill Kylan as he calls a timeout here momentarily to get everything set. Now they'll take the official timeout. All right, we'll do it. 10 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. The Patriots 49, Grand Island Northwest nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
All right, update on a couple of scores locally. Aurora has got the lead over Hastings High now, 41-7. That's at the end of the third quarter. And Hastings St. Cecilia is leading 49-0 over St. Paul at Duncan Field. That's our score here at Viking Field, 49-0. Blue Hawks and the Patriots trying to keep up with one another here. Both down in goal from the 10-yard line.
Usually that's a dandy matchup. That'd be real good this year.
All right, so Adams Central has got it from the 10-yard line. They're going to hand the ball away to Rosenquist. He looks outside. It bounces outside. He's going to be hitting down. He goes. Rosenquist trying to get outside. Nice defensive play by May that time for the Northwest defense. We've got Kyle Goldenstein down to the ball game, a sophomore quarterback for head coach Bill Carlin. So Goldenstein now seeing action here in quarter number four. 9:48 to play in the ball game, 49-0. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriot defense gets another pick as Zach Hunt brings it down to the 10-yard line, and now the second and third stringer is going to trying to stick one into the end zone here tonight. No gain in that last play. We'll call it second down and goal now from just outside the 10-yard line. Goldenstein hands it away to Rosenquist, and now we've got penalty flags all over the place. They blow this one dead. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against Adams Central. So the second and third teamers having a tough time getting things away here. Illegal procedure call against the Patriots. It's one thing we have not seen a whole lot of tonight, and that's penalties.
No,
at least on the side of the Adams Central.
Yeah, and even Grand Island Northwest just with a few penalties tonight, so not a lot of laundry on the field. You talked about Beamer. Unofficially, 22 carries, 216 yards, three touchdowns, one reception for six, and that was a touchdown. So 222 all-purpose, four touchdowns. Very impressive.
All right, the ball brought back now to about the 13-yard line. Here's an inside handoff, busting across the 10 to the 5-yard line, down to the 4-yard line. Carrying the ball there for Adams Central was Ashton Dirks. Dirks, the 200-pound junior. He's the St. Cecilia product that transferred out to Adams Central during this season. So Ashton Dirks carrying the ball there for AC. Just what they need is another running back. He looks good running out of the fullback position there.
Well, how many years have we been doing Adams Central football when you get a couple of running backs that are seniors going to be graduating, and then the next year Bill Carlin says, oh, we'll just be rebuilding and trying to get better. And they're just a stable of running backs out there at AC.
Third down and goal. Here's a handoff to Rosenquist. He tries to take it up the middle, and he's going to be stacked up. Does not get to the end zone. In fact, he may have lost a yard. Rosenquist trying to take the ball up inside. Nice tackle defensively for GI Northwest. That is Jake Grease. Grease, number 52, the 230-pound senior, makes a stop on Rosenquist. So now it is fourth down and goal from the 5-yard line. 8 minutes to play. They're in the fourth quarter, and the second and third teamers here for AC trying to stick one in the end zone. Wide receiver, well, we're going to go with a double tight end set now, and fourth down and goal. Maryland 9 formation behind Goldenstein. He turns and hands the ball away to Rosenquist, trying to use his speed to get outside. He's at the 5, he's at the 3, and he's going to be knocked down. Does not get to the end zone. He is knocked down in the play. Making the tackle out there for GI Northwest was number 18, Dylan Crotchell, a 175-pound sophomore, into the ball game now for the Vikings. So Adams Central denied here after the nice interception by Hunt. Got him down to the 10-yard line, and the second and third teamers could not stick it in the end zone. And GI Northwest is going to have the ball. Clock running at the 7:15 mark in the fourth quarter. 49-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead.
Alan Rosenquist had a little bit of a seam over on that right side, but the defense was able to adjust and bring him down at about the 4-yard line. So that's where Grand Island Northwest will set up shop.
All right, so May will stand in there at quarterback for GI Northwest. He hands the ball away. That's Fischler. He's got a hole there. He's going to be hit, though, as he brings the ball across the 15 out to about the 18-yard line. Fischler goes down. It's going to be a first down, pickup of about 11 yards in the play. Fischler takes it right up the gut there for GI Northwest. So Fischler carrying the ball there for the Vikings. Clock continues to run. We're at 6.5 minutes to play now. Now you're going to see everybody get into the ball game defensively here for Coach Bill Carlin. The far sideline, players shuttling in and out. Zachary Van Meter is into the ball game now as a safety for Adam Central.
Oh, so my goodness, pumpkin.
Hang on to your hat here. There's an inside handoff again. That's Everhart with the ball. Everhart takes the ball to about the 19-yard line as he carries the ball off the right tackle. I did all the coaching on Van Meter. I said, even if you're 10 yards away from the initial contact and the tackle, just jump on top of the pile so the coach thinks you're in on the tackle. You always want to get up and brush yourself off. You want to be around the football. Second down and 5.
Oh, there's such a great story behind Zachary Van Meter. We don't have enough time tonight.
Here's May. He wants to throw the football down the far sideline. It's going to be caught at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and brought down at the 15-yard line. So May goes to the air, and he brings it down the near sideline. That baby is caught by Yelkin, and Yelkin takes them all the way down to the 17-yard line. That was a pickup of 62 yards on the play. So GI Northwest throwing the football, trailing by the score of 49-0 with 5 minutes to play, as May connects with Yelkin for 62 yards against the Adams Central backup defense.
Yeah, and on the coverage on the play, Brady Hoffman in there, a junior for Bill Carlin out there, just to allow the receiver to get behind him, and then a big, big play. That one goes 62 yards, and they'll spot her down at the AC 17-yard line.
Clock running inside 5 minutes to go. I'm sure the number one defense would like this unit to pitch the shutout here. But here's May quickly up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to throw the football again, rolls to his left. He unloads. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it down to Blake Daney that time. And the flats on the left side. It's incomplete, so that's going to stop the clock. Hope the clock's going to run. We got the running clock here in the second half. So we're down to 4.5 minutes to play, even on an incomplete pass with a score at 49-0. We've got the running clock here in the second half. Second down and 10 yards to go. Football is sitting at the Adams Central 16-yard line after a 62-yard pass delivered up there by the quarterback Nick May to Logan Yelkin. And now they're going to run the football. That's going to be Fischler carrying the ball. He's going to be knocked down at the 15-yard line. So Fischler carrying the ball there. Kyle Cutterford, number 43, and on the stop for Adams Central defensively. Also over here for the Patriots making this stop is Isaac Olson, who's into the ball game now, number 83. So a pickup of only 2 yards in that last play. It's now third down and 8. They have moved the football to the 15-yard line. Here's May again. Takes the ball a couple of times. Now wants to throw it into the end zone. The ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. It is caught for the touchdown. On the receiving end of that one was Pat Stoltenberg. So a 15-yard touchdown pass from Mays to Stoltenberg, and the Vikings are on the scoreboard here late in the football game with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the contest.
They had a breakdown in communication across there defensively. Number 54, Creighton Oshner, the junior 200-pound linebacker, was in on coverage, and he just simply didn't communicate. Him and Van Meter were back there deep, and they kind of allowed the receiver, Stoltenberg, to get loose in the left side, and May threw a perfect pass, and that one goes for 15 yards and the touchdown, and we'll have a timeout.
You don't blame Van Meter for that one. That was in the flats to the far side. He'll be watching film tomorrow.
With free safety, he's roaming the field. He got stuck in some glue down there, I think.
3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We'll take a quick break here with a score. Adams Central 49, Grand Island Northwest 6.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 49-6. And now we're going to have the point after touchdown here. Gustavo Bauer is into the ball game for the PAT. And this one is going to be no good. So GI Northwest misses the point after touchdown. 3:33 to play in the football game. We'll take a break now with a score. Grand Island Northwest trailing the Patriots. Adams Central 49, the Vikings 6.
Union Bank and Trust Company is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics. Union Bank and Trust Company serves you with all types of ag lending, including real estate, machinery, livestock loans, and operating lines of credit. Tom Beamer has almost 30 years of ag loan experience, offering competitive rates and favorable terms. Call 463-8583. Union Bank and Trust Company, a loan production office in the Landmark Center, Suite 237, 2727 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Cecilia rolling along tonight at Duncan Field. The Blue Hawks 55, St. Paul nothing. We'll see the Hawks next Thursday against GI Central Catholic, two teams that are undefeated. They will square off for the district championship next Thursday just across town here at Memorial Field. Turf now on at Memorial Field. They've also redone their press box, I understand, from our guys up here in GI.
Looking forward to that trip over there. Well, one thing about Bill Carlin and Carl Tesmer, they have lead foot. They like to keep the gas pedal down. They don't believe in a close ball game.
Well, not yet, anyway.
No, not yet.
There's the playoffs coming up here in a couple of weeks. Next week is the last week of the regular season. Here's the kickoff. Beamer is going to bring the ball back for Adams Central. He's at the 30-yard line. Look out, 35-40, 45-50. Beamer 45-40 down the sideline. Here he goes again. Ryan Beamer's going to take all the way for the touchdown. Ryan Beamer comes in on the kickoff return for Adams Central, and he takes it the distance for a touchdown. 86 yards for a touchdown officially for Ryan Beamer. So he has scored rushing, he has scored receiving, and now he scores on a kickoff return, 86 yards.
Well, I thought he had his pads and everything off on the far sidelines. Kind of a strange circumstance there to see him back returning that kickoff. But nevertheless, that was great blocking. They had the wedge set up down the right side, and then Beamer just simply used his speed once he got to that far side of the field. Takes it 86 yards, and Adams Central tacks on six more, 55-6 now. And Mr. Zach Hunt in the ball game for the PAT.
It's going to be Johnson holding again here for AC. So Beamer has done it again. Here comes the extra point now. Why, that one is going to be good. So after Grand Island Northwest scores, Adams Central comes back on the ensuing kickoff, and Beamer goes 86 yards for the score. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play now in the football game. That score must have made him mad, huh? Made him mad.
Evidently.
3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the football game. It's Adams Central 56. Grand Island Northwest 6.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
3:12 remaining in the football game. Had two touchdowns in what? A matter of about 20 seconds. Northwest scoring, ensuing kickoff. Ryan Beamer looked like he had it in about third gear as he took that one 86 yards for a touchdown. The old Studebaker looked like he was hitting on about seven cylinders there as he took the ball downfield. He was about out of gas, but he outruns the Vikings.
Well, he hasn't kicked off yet, and no, he won't be kicking here.
He does not have the keys to the bus, so he's not going to drive the bus home. He's done everything else.
Kyle Goldenstein to get into the football here for Adams Central.
Good kick, man over end kick. It's going to come down at about the 5-yard line, and here come the Vikings back the other way. Good return, 25-30, 35-40, 45-50. Inside Patriot territory, down the sideline, 40, 35-30, and run out of bounds to the 26-yard line. A nice return there by Alex Kiamse. He was into the ball game earlier as a running back, and they put him back into the contest as well. So a nice return there by Kiamse of 67 yards, give or take a yard or two. And the Vikings have the football again at the Adams Central, 27-yard line.
I thought deja vu. Here we go. A nice return there.
He was a starter. He was a starter, too, earlier tonight. What are those guys still doing in there?
I don't know. Late in the ball game, you've got your starters in there. But Nevertheless, that was a nice return for Northwest. They'll spot it down at the Adams Central 27-yard line.
They've got a new quarterback into the ball game now, and also a new backfield as they just go straight ahead. The quarterback is going to be Dylan Crotchell is into the ball game now as they just hand it straight ahead to about the 25-yard line. Josh Klein, the ball carrier there for GI Northwest, will give him a pickup of two at second down and eight. Clock running down to under 2 minutes to play in the football game. We've got our player of the game coming up tonight. We've got our coach's post-game show and also our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Can you come up with another candidate or two?
I will.
Just for the heck of it.
I will, but I would venture to say I know who you've already got picked.
Get the certificate ready. I think we already got our winner. There's a quick pitch. They're going to take the ball inside the 20-yard line down to about the 18.
He's got a bookshelf full of them at home.
Yes, he does. I think every game that we have done.
Yeah, it's Ryan Beamer.
He's a snagged a certificate on the player of the game.
Tell you what, Thomas feed those boys real well. Kyle Beamer a few years ago was an outstanding product for Bill Carlin, and now Ryan in there.
I don't know what he's feeding them, but something good.
We'll have to find out what Tom feeds these kids at home.
Third down and 2 yards to go. Northwest with the ball at the 16. They're going to run the football here at the 15 down to the 11-yard line. May have copped things up down there, a big stack up as the officials look in. The quarterback carrying the football there for GI Northwest. The Vikings are going to maintain control. But now what do we have here? The officials calling the timeout. 46.9 seconds. To play here in the football game. I think the Vikings are going to have a penalty against Adams Central. It's going to be declined by the Vikings. The football right now is sitting at the 11-yard line of Adams Central. Now they're going to move the chains. Look at everybody on the right page here. Things unraveling here late in the contest with these second and third stringers into the contest. So we got 46 seconds to play. Northwest has got the ball at the Adams Central 11-yard line. Again, the Crotchell is the quarterback for GI Northwest. He's got two wide receivers split to the right side. There's a Crotchell. He wants to throw the football. Does. Into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete. The intended receiver for GI Northwest was number 92. Number 92 is not on the roster. Northwest down to their guys are not on the roster tonight. Why not? Let everybody play. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Second down and 10. Football is at the 11-yard line of Adams Central. As they come up to the line of scrimmage, probably the last play here. Just a quick pitch to the near side, 10-yard line, and run out of bounds. Running the football there was Josh Klein again, 4 seconds. We're down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. That's going to be the final play. And the final score of this football game here tonight, Adams Central gets out to a 35-0 lead at halftime. They go on to pace Grand Island Northwest tonight. Haven't used that word for a while. They paced Grand Island Northwest, the final score of 56-6.
I looked on the far sideline. Zachary Van Meter was trying to get out of his uniform and get it into our T-boy to get him into the game. He's the only guy that didn't see action tonight for Bill Carlin. A very impressive victory going into that showdown next Friday night against Aurora.
So the Patriots take care of business here tonight. They go on the road, pick up their 8th win of the 2009 season. The Patriots are now 8-0. As they get ready for undefeated and top-ranked Aurora coming up next Friday night in Aurora. It'll be Grand Island Northwest dropping to 2 wins and 6 losses on the season. They've got the Hastings High Tigers next Friday night back at Lloyd Wilson Field. In the final score of this one, Adams Central 56, Grand Island Northwest 6. You're listening to High School Football.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central wins it tonight. Final score is 56-6 over Grand Island Northwest. They got things started in their opening possession tonight. Seven plays, 67 yards. Ryan Beamer, a one-yard touchdown. That made the score 7-0. Zach Hunt, then he gets an interception on the first possession for GI Northwest. Adams Central, four plays, 63 yards. Nate Arnold takes it in from 12 yards out, 14-0. Patriots had the lead going into the second quarter. Adams Central then goes on a nine-play, 85-yard drive. Ryan Beamer, another touchdown, a seven-yarder this time. That made the score 21-0. Beamer added a one-yard touchdown run about 4 minutes later at the 5:25 mark. Five plays, 81 yards. That made the score 28-0. Then Adams Central scoring just before halftime. 10 plays, 60 yards. A six-yard touchdown pass from Matt Obermiller to Ryan Beamer. That made the score 35-0 at halftime. Patriots on the first possession of the second half. They get a 23-yard touchdown pass from Overmiller to Nate Arnold to make it 42-0. Adams Central getting a 75-yard interception return on a pass from Bryce Henricks. The point after good. That made it 49-0 going into the fourth quarter. And the Patriots losing the shutout. Nick May throwing a touchdown pass to Pat Stoltenberg, 15 yards, with 3:33 remaining in the ball game to make it 49-6. On the ensuing kickoff, Ryan Beamer takes it 86 yards for the score. A PAT good. Final score, Patriots 56, Grand Island Northwest 6.
Unbelievable performance tonight. We talked about the offensive line coming into the game really needed to get off to a good start, and they did. I believe the first, four or five drives Adams Central had, they scored touchdowns on. That offensive line did a tremendous job tonight for Bill Carlin. For Grand Island Northwest, Nick May, 5 of 10 passing this evening, 6 of 15 passing this evening, 154, and 3 interceptions against this Patriot defense. Rushing the ball tonight, GI Northwest 29 times, 82 yards, so 236 yards of total offense, 8 first downs in the game for Northwest. For Adams Central, as we talked about basically through the first half, what outstanding numbers. They finished the game. Matt Overmiller, 9 of 12 for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns. Adams Central rushed it 31 times for 281 yards, so 396 of total offense. Patriots only with 43 yards in the second half, but they only had 7 rushes, no passes. 7 plays for Adams Central in the second half because of the running clock.
And they score 21 points.
Yeah, a kick return.
Interception return.
It was incredible. But 16 first downs, 396 total yards for the Patriots. Individuals, a lot of them out there. Zach Hunt, 4 receptions, 40 yards tonight. Nate Arl, 4 rushes for 62 yards and a touchdown. He also had two receptions for 31 yards and a touchdown. So Arl with 93 yards of total offense. And the big horse tonight, he is every week, Ryan Beamer, 22 carries, 216 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground. He had 1 reception for 6 yards. That was a touchdown. So 222 total yards for Ryan Beamer. And yet he got into the record book again on the other side. He had an 86-yard touchdown return. So 5 touchdowns for Ryan Beamer tonight.
Patriots win it by a score of 56-6. Adams Central is now 8-0 in the season. GI Northwest 2-6. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta wishes the Adams Central players, coaches, and teams good luck in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Stromer Land Leveling encourages all athletes to give their best. Your enthusiasm and hard work will pay off. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and the area communities for almost 50 years. Call Daryl at 751-2567 or 461-8033. Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta is a proud supporter of Adams Central and local and area academics and athletics.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Adams Central wins it tonight 56-6 over Grand Island Northwest. By the way, this is Bill Carlin's 200th game as the head coach of Adams Central. How's this for a record? 156 wins and 44 losses.
That's incredible.
This is his 200th game as the head coach of Adams Central, and he picks up his 156th win against 44 losses in a big way tonight, 56-6 over Grand Island Northwest. We've been telling you about Ryan Beamer, a big night, scored 5 touchdowns in the ball game tonight. Not to be overshadowed, Nate Arnold, he had a good ball game tonight. He comes up with 62 yards rushing and 31 yards passing here tonight, so he has 93 all-purpose yards in the football game tonight. Then we called Hageman again, Brandon Hageman, your defensive end. He had several tackles in the ball game tonight. Bryce Hendricks was involved in the interception return for a touchdown in the second half of play. Also, Zach Hunt had an interception. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Obviously, our player of the game tonight, a no-brainer here, Ryan Beamer, carries the ball 22 times tonight for 216 yards, had one reception for 6 yards and a touchdown, and also returned a kickoff 86 yards for a touchdown. So Ryan Beamer involved with 5 touchdowns in the football game tonight. Grand Island Northwest coming up on the short end of things. Adams Central taking care of the Vikings. The final score in this one, it was Adams Central 56, Grand Island Northwest 6. Again, Ryan Beamer, our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. Now stay tuned for the Coach's Post Game Show. It's up next as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Buy two Coopers Xeon 2 XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. Sizes P22545ZR17-2XS and P23540R17-2XS. Also includes free rotation mounting balancing and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free at CPI and Mr. Tire.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Grand Island. Again, Adams Central wins it by a score of 56-6 tonight over Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots were across the field from us, and Coach Carlin is on his way. He's going to make his way all the way across the field, down around the stadium, and up around these winding steps before they can get up into the press box here tonight. So So we'll wait a minute or two before the coach gets up here. Hastings St. Cecilia tonight rolling along at Duncan Field. They have got the lead over St. Paul. The score is 61-0. That ball game is still going on in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over St. Paul, 61-0. At last check, the Aurora Huskies had the lead over Hastings High tonight, 41-7. They were playing in the fourth quarter. So again, Aurora leading Hastings High 41-7. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of their ball game against St. Paul, leading by a score of 61-0. We've got Blaine Bielus and Tyson Abronicki standing by, both of those guys standing by back in the sports studios at KHAS. We'll get you all the scores from week number 8 of the high school football season coming up here in just a few minutes on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Tonight for Ryan Beamer in the ball game, our player of the game from 1230 KHIS. Ryan Beamer, 22 carries, 216 yards in the football game. One reception, 6 yards. That went for a touchdown. And he had an 86-yard kickoff return, all for a touchdown here in the ball game tonight, a 56-6 win over the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest here tonight. The bus has started. Coach Carlin has already got the bus started, and they're heading home or what?
I don't know. Just looked out the back door and everybody next door is wrapping wires up, and, yeah, the equipment's getting loaded in.
Right.
Carlin, obviously, wanting to get home.
Watch scores and watch
some game film.
Get ready for the Aurora Huskies next week.
Big, big week for the Patriots building up for that showdown with Aurora.
All right, we will head for Lincoln coming up next. We'll have Hastings College football tomorrow afternoon. The Broncos will take on the Prairie Wolves out of Nebraska Wesleyan. Airtime will be at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. The Broncos and the Prairie Wolves tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. So stick around. We've got all the scores coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. We'll take a quick break for some news. We'll come back with some scores and a whole lot more, some recaps of some area games and so much more coming up in just a few minutes. So stay with us here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score in this one, it was Adams Central beating Grand Island Northwest, the final 56-6 for Jimmy Purcell and Tyson Abronik. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Grand Island.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.